Well, hello there. Welcome back to the Happy Healthy Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Christiana, and I'm super excited that you're here today. In today's episode, we're going to identify and connect with our ideal client and actually call it our unicorn. And I'm going to reveal in a little while I call it unicorn, but first things first, my birthday month in July actually did include a unicorn. Yes, my husband, instead of giving me flowers, he gave me a beautiful unicorn balloon. And that kind of inspired today's episode, because when I looked at that unicorn balloon, I was like, it's kind of like what we're doing in our business. We're thinking about something really fun. We're thinking about something that's very unique, as the name unicorn kind of contains that word. And of course, we're also thinking about something that's maybe only in our imagination. So whenever we think about our clients, we're trying to imagine somebody, kind of like we're imagining a unicorn. And it's quite challenging. Sometimes we are really struggling with what does our client really do? What do they look like? What do they care about? What are they struggling with? And it makes it very difficult then to really put your messaging together. So in today's episode, we're going to identify three different strategies that are going to let us identify and connect with our ideal client avatar or our unicorn. So let's get started. So my first strategy is I always think about my ideal client as of myself. Yes, that's actually one of my absolute favorite strategies, because if you're trying to help somebody as an entrepreneur, you started this business, whatever you're doing in your small business, because you struggled with something. And then you created something, and this particular solution helps you. At the same time, entrepreneurs always really help others. And by helping others, they're helping themselves. So the most successful business ideas frequently came from the fact that you struggled with something, it doesn't exist, you created it, and then this particular solution wasn't just unique to you, but other people struggled with it as well. So you started sharing about it, and this sharing then came from a point of passion because it helped you and then made you succeed. So if you think about that, your ideal client, maybe 2 to 5 years ago, not too long ago, so you can still remember it pretty well, struggled with an issue, and that might be about the time when maybe you started creating your business. So let's say 2 to 5 years ago is pretty easy to identify on our phone. You can maybe put that into a timeline on your pictures. Scroll back to the pictures about 2 to 5 years ago and then see what was it that you were doing at that particular time. What were you wearing? What were you doing? Where were you going grocery shopping? What were you eating? And most importantly, of course, that's always hard to identify is, what are some of the emotions that you had at that particular point? What did you really enjoy? What did you struggle with? What is it really that you felt was missing in your life? And now think about the transformation that happened between 2 to 5 years ago and today. What would you tell yourself? What would you tell yourself not to worry about? And what would you tell yourself as like a quick shortcut to do? So sometimes we think about this concept of time travel. And in this particular case, let's maybe kind of think for a moment, if there were to be time travel, what would you tell the you 5 years ago what to do to maybe get that shortcut with the quicker solution to overcome any obstacles that that person was dealing with? Not really that you're thinking about taking different routes that you feel led to failure or bad routes, but at the same time, maybe you tried a lot of different things and none of them worked out and you felt like giving up, but you still pushed through. So that you 2 to 5 years ago might be an initial great starting point for your ideal client avatar. And frequently in business, that's actually an ideal starting point, because you look at pictures of yourself and you are like, yeah, I really struggled with. Maybe you had some wellness issues, maybe you had business issues, and you just couldn't really figure out how to do certain things. It's an ideal starting point, because let's assume you overcame that particular challenge right there. So one thing would be that you're probably not the only person that struggled with that. So now, given that you overcame that problem, you can teach others how to overcome that same problem. The second way of how to get your ideal client would be maybe that you start looking at some Facebook groups. Facebook groups are perfect because somebody posts a topic and then you can look at the comments of what people say about that topic. The amazing thing is that frequently people have questions. When there are questions, sometimes there's not someone that actually answers the questions. You can think of, would I know how to answer that question? If the answer would be yes, then you know there's obviously a need for somebody to answer these questions right there, and you can position yourself as an expert. But the more important thing is that you actually start copying and pasting the exact question, and you maybe start collecting them in a Google Sheet. The reason for that is you want to be as close in your wording to what this ideal client uses, because it could be that they don't only post that question in that particular Facebook group, but they also Google that question. And the closer you are replicating that question with, say, a blog post or your lead magnet, the quicker their search actually leads them to you. So they have a problem, right? And you're positioning yourself as the guide that then helps them go through that particular problem. And in their identification phase of their problem, so they're still in the initial search phase, they find you. So you're positioning yourself as the guide that makes them then the hero journeying and finding their solution on the other side. So first way or strategy to connect and identify your ideal client would be thinking about yourself 5 years ago, what you enjoyed, what you struggled with, what you did, what you tried, what worked for you. Second one would be looking at some Facebook groups, anything where you maybe see open questions, how people put those questions together, and maybe some questions that are not getting addressed that you see appear over and over again. Because if you see that same question appear multiple times to kind of like where you're feeling a lot of people are struggling with, you know that there is a market for it. Now, the third one would be that you actually take an issue, for instance, it could be wellness, it could be gut health, it could be some marketing issue, like for instance, how to grow your email list, and you go to Amazon and you see books that people would purchase to teach themselves. You're going to start reading those reviews and you're going to see what do people really enjoy about these books and what is it that they didn't enjoy or what did they feel was missing in those books. So whenever there is some kind of self-help opportunity, it could be a marketing book, it could be a wellness book, look a little bit about common themes about, again, the likes, the dislikes, and what they felt was missing about this book. And at the same time, the way that I look at this is also, what is the white space between any of this? Between myself 2 to 5 years ago, between Facebook groups and questions that I see appear over and over again. And then lastly, the books that are on Amazon and the reviews that people leave. Because now what you can do is you can also look at people that read those books, that leave those reviews, and you can see a little bit about them, like their search, what else do they do, right? Frequently, people leave multiple reviews, and on Amazon, you can actually take a look and see what else did they leave reviews for, what else do they purchase. And it just makes your ideal client avatar a little bit more colorful. If you think about the unicorn, right, they're taking on a little bit more color. And again, it makes them also more unique, because none of these people that leave reviews will be the same. They will all have unique characteristics. But the reason why they went to that place to leave review in the first place is because they likely struggled with the exact same problem. So while each of your ideal clients come from a somewhat different background, you might still see a theme appearing over and over again. You might still see questions or certain likes appear over and over again. And more importantly, you might see certain things that they point out that they would like to see in that book appear over and over again. And that's exactly where you come in. And I call it kind of like the broken record or aha moment? You're like, oh, here, I see that people really would like to get this in a form of a checklist. Here, I see that people maybe need a little bit more of a step-by-step guide, and maybe what they need is instead of like having a book that comes in three different volumes, they just need one book with it. Or maybe what they would like is instead of an hour video, maybe they only need a 15-minute video. So you're trying to find a little bit of the requests of people that are somewhat unique to the problem, and it could be solving the problem in a way that nobody has solved it before, but that seems to be what the common request is, or maybe the common thread that you're seeing on these Facebook groups. So again, just to briefly review, look at yourself 2 to 5 years ago. That could be starting with pictures. Go to your own social media and scroll back through your first posts and what you posted about or what you struggled with, what you shared with the world. And that's anyway always a great trip, go down memory lane and see what happened 2 to 5 years ago. Secondly, look a little bit at Facebook groups, look at the questions that people post. You could even attend some webinars from other coaches and watch the webinar, but also watch what the Q&As are that are happening during the webinar and see what people are asking a lot. And then thirdly, look a little bit at the identification of solution phase. And if you're thinking about this, it's just kind of like our funnel, right? So we have these different stages that we go through when we have a problem, right? It could be like very broad at the beginning. You just identify that there is a problem. And then, of course, you're trying to search for a solution. You're trying to maybe compare solutions. And then lastly, you're really getting to the point of purchasing a solution to your particular problem and then really going on one-on-one and maybe even following up with a solution where I purchased that solution, then maybe one-on-one following up and get an additional solution. So it's that post-purchase decision. So think a little bit about those three different areas. I always suggest collecting all this in a Google Sheet. The closer you are with regard to the wording of search terms, of questions, of maybe different feelings or memories that you experienced yourself, the better you can actually describe your unique client avatar or your unicorn. Because at the end of your day, if you think about the unicorn, everybody imagines it a little bit differently, right? So the beautiful thing about unicorns, it is just in our imagination. But the closer you can actually bring it to something that you could describe to somebody in some key terms, the better, because it makes you then much more focused and targeted. And at the same time, of course, it makes you also the entrepreneur that you really want to be, which is uplifting others by solving their problems and really helping them in a way that creates your own unique passion and makes your own unique skill set really as the entrepreneur that you're thriving to be. Let me know if you have any questions. And also, of course, check out my other episode on the power of the 8-second hug. I think you would totally love this because it makes you feel better, knowing that within 10 seconds, you can truly transform your mood. And there's a lot of science that goes into it. And I'm sure that you would love to know why that 8-second hug is so good for you. Let me know down there in the comments if you have any questions. I would love to hear from you. And otherwise, subscribe to my channel. I can't wait to see you on the next episode of the Happy Healthy Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Christiana, and I'm super excited you're here today.